AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. British tourist David Beardmore says he is through with Tunisia.
You could hear everything went on, the bullets and the sirens and stuff like that. For me, I won't come back.
That's from Sky News. A gunman opened fire on tourists yesterday at a seaside resort, killing 38 people before he was shot dead by police. Many of the dead and wounded are British. A Supreme Court ruling that same-sex couples have the right to marry is hailed by activists. Rhea Jared, who was obtaining a marriage license at the Harris County Courthouse in Houston, says the decision was inevitable.
I think that the dominoes were falling and it was just a matter of time.
A number of religious groups are not pleased. Rick Scarborough, head of Vision America, says this is not the end of the political fight.
We're going to try to find God-fearing men and women who will run for elective office, who will stand on principle and do the right thing.
Several Catholic bishops say the decision is contrary to what they say is the true nature of marriage, which is not just for the mutual satisfaction of the two people involved, but the betterment of society. President Obama at the funeral for a Charleston pastor says his death and the death of eight others at that church did the opposite of what the gunman wanted.
The president said alleged shooter Dylan Roof tried to strike at the heart of the black community, but in fact was helping God to confer on America his grace.
He has allowed us to see where we've been blind.
For example, by finally clearing the way to taking down the Southern battle flag.
We were blind to the pain that the Confederate flag stirred in too many of our citizens.
And even perhaps it's opened more eyes to the continuing toll of gun violence. Leading the congregation, he said, if America can tap that grace, everything can change. Mark Smith with the president, Charleston, South Carolina.
This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting in Vienna with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in an effort to find a deal on Iran's nuclear program.
I think everybody would like to see an agreement, but we have to work through some difficult issues.
Zarif telling reporters,
"We're determined to do everything we can in order to be able to make this important milestone. But that depends on a lot of things, and we're going to work on them and find out."
One stumbling block: Zarif's demand UN sanctions end immediately after a deal and all other penalties must be removed. The U.S. and others say that's not going to happen. After 12,000 rides, Gary Coleman should know every bump, turn, drop, and creak of the Diamondback roller coaster at Kings Island Amusement Park in Ohio. 73-year-old Coleman says he's loved coasters since he was a kid. The 230-foot Diamondback, which opened in 2009, is his favorite. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.